This is 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on this Monday afternoon. I got notice just the other day that the Cincinnati Park Board and Duke Energy have the fall tree re-leaf for 2013 underway right now. You have most of this month to get in an application to have a tree of your choice that you can pick up and plant and help beautify Cincinnati. And here to talk about it are urban foresters Phil Huckey and Doug Fritsch. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Mark.
To begin with, urban foresters, that's something people don't usually think of in a city. How long has the Urban Forestry Department been in the city of Cincinnati?
Urban Forestry Department itself started in the early 90s. We have 1,000 miles of streets in Cincinnati. We have roughly 80,000 trees planted on the city right-of-way that need managed. They need trimmed. Occasionally they die. They need removed. We have an urban forestry department with the city through the parks department, and we manage the urban forest.
Well, I know that from pictures I've seen in the past that Cincinnati didn't always treat their trees so well when it was a young city. For the most part, I've seen pictures of Mount Adams without a tree in sight. Yeah, so we've come a long way, right?
Yes, we have. And it was, I guess originally it was Bobby Stern when she was a council member that came up with the idea. And she was the one behind the creation of, an urban forestry department to help take care of what was there and then to improve it through plantings.
So we're also trying to improve it now with the ReLeaf program, and that is ReLeaf with L-E-A-F at the second part. And I was surprised, Phil, to learn this has been going on for quite some time. I think I just became aware of it when this press release came out, but it's been going on for 25, 26 years.
Yes, this is our 26th year. We went back in our archives last year, since last year was our 25th year, and actually found some of the original plantings. And around the city, you can find some very large, beautiful trees that were from this program. Over the years, we've given out roughly 17,000 trees through this program to various entities such as schools, streets, communities, community gardens, things of that nature, and it's been a pretty good success.
Now, there are some qualifications for applying for this tree or for receiving one of these free trees. To begin with, has to be in the Cincinnati city limits.
Yes, it does.
And it has to be planted in the proper place. Explain, Phil just mentioned right-of-ways and the like, but explain what ReLeaf does for Cincinnati residents, whether it be a school or a business or a resident.
Yes, part of the reason we started this, there are places where we can't plant in a right-of-way. The right-of-way is generally the area between the street and sidewalk. A lot of places that's too narrow to support a tree. So the ReLeaf program allows us to give trees to those homeowners who live in such an area, and they could still plant a tree in their front yard. They could still enjoy the beauty of the tree and also get the other benefits of the shade and lower utility bills in the summer and other benefits of the tree. So this allows us to do that on streets that we normally can't.
And in places, but it does have to be, what did I read, within 30 feet of the right-of-way or at least visible from the street, correct?
Yes. Part of the our co-sponsor in this, along with the Cincinnati Parks Foundation, is Duke Energy. A lot of this was also to allow to get the trees and places where they can't because of utility lines and stuff like that. By planting it in the front yard, it helps meet requirements and that the Park Board has and Duke Energy.
Now, there are a number of trees you're offering, Phil. I saw quite a handful, and both good-sized trees and then just seedlings, too.
Yeah, the seedlings are a new addition this year. Every year we try to give out a mix of trees, trees that mature small, medium, and large, just because, there's various places you can plant a tree. Some places are good for a small tree. Some places are good for a big tree. This year we've included native tree seedlings because we listen to the people that come in for these trees, and there's always a good number of people that are requesting native trees as opposed to the cultivated varieties that we usually give out. So this year we have included some native tree seedlings that could be planted in more naturalized areas and things of that nature.
So a little bit out of the 30 feet from the right-of-way guidelines or still within those guidelines?
Still within those guidelines. The 30 feet is a guideline. We basically just ask that the trees be planted within view of the street, don't be planting them down in the woods or behind a house in a backyard, things of that nature. We do, as the applications come in, we do inspect the planting site, and we do go back after the event and make sure that the trees are planted in accordance with the guidelines.
So let's lay out the qualifications. Who can ask for a free tree, and exactly what happens? Because this isn't someone that, basically, you're providing the free tree, but the homeowner or school or organization has to pick it up and plant it.
Yes, the process is you'll have to go to our website, CincinnatiParks.com, click on the About Us section, and in the Urban Forestry section, you will find all of the information that you need, the application and the tree selection forms. You fill out an application and get it back to us. We inspect the planting sites. You will get a confirmation letter when we have all of the applications in that contains what trees you're getting and when and where the pickup date is. The pickup date is October 12th this year. It's a Saturday. People can come in, they bring their confirmation letters, pick up the tree, and then go plant them.
And I guess I was wondering, Doug, you know, you've obviously given away a lot of trees. What has surprised you the most in this program is all these folks have said, yes, I'd like a free tree. I want to plant it. I want to help make Cincinnati beautiful.
Sometimes you have landlords who have various properties throughout the city, and they'll send in their requests, and you'll see that all of their properties are not just all in around their house or something. It's spread out throughout the city. They'll own some property in Walnut Hills and some in Westwood and one in Hartwell or something like that. So it's even just one person is, diverse throughout the city.
Making a big difference. So this has been successful, obviously, if it's in its 26th year.
Yes, 26 years, still going strong. As long as we still have funding, you know, there's obviously demand for it. And our goal is to get as many trees out there as we can.
Well, thanks for being here today and talking about ReLeaf with me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That's Phil Huckey and Doug Fritsch. They're urban foresters with the Cincinnati City Parks. The Cincinnati Park Board, Cincinnati Park Board Foundation, and Duke Energy are sponsoring Fall Tree ReLeaf 2013, a chance for you to get a free tree. You have to be a Cincinnati resident, and it has to be within Cincinnati city limits. You can see all the details of the trees being offered and a link to the park website at our website, wvxu.org.